This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Lawyers for President Trump announcing late Sunday they will not participate in the House Judiciary Committee's first public impeachment hearing on Wednesday, and at the same time they aired a long list of complaints that they say prevent any semblance of a fair process. The Democratic Committee Chairman, Gerald Nadler, had told President Trump he had until 6 p.m. Sunday to notify the committee that he and or his lawyers would attend. Nadler has still given Trump until Friday to decide whether to participate more broadly in the impeachment process. President Trump will be heading to London today ahead of the NATO summit, which begins tomorrow and runs through Wednesday. The president is scheduled to meet one-on-one with a number of European leaders, including the president of France and the German chancellor. Trump does not have a meeting scheduled with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. This is USA Radio News.
Thanksgiving is also National Family Health History Day, a good time to talk to your family about their health. Did you know that Ancestry Health is now delivering actionable insights for you and your family to help you start down the path toward better health? Marjan Champine, an Ancestry spokesperson, was a board-certified and licensed genetic counselor.
Through a supportive, actionable, and affordable experience, Ancestry Health includes access to educational information, genetic counseling resources, printable, consumer, and physician-ready reports, and a family health history tool, so you can take proactive steps with your healthcare provider to address potential health risks identified in your genes and family health history.
Why is the time right for Ancestry Health?
Your genes don't need to be your destiny. Understanding your familial and inherited health risks can help you take action to improve your chances of better health now and in the future.
To start down the path toward better health, visit ancestry.com/health.
A winter-like storm that snarled Thanksgiving travel across much of the country over the weekend and killed 7 people, in most cases because of auto accidents, is now headed into the Northeast. New York City is bracing for it now. Here's the mayor, Bill de Blasio.
We are prepared, and the sanitation department always leads the way. They have 705 salt spreaders deployed and 1,500 plows ready to start their work once there is enough snow accumulation.
The U.S. Supreme Court hearing a gun control case for the first time in nearly a decade. Oral arguments are taking place today over a challenge to a New York City law that restricted people from taking their handguns outside city limits. The law was repealed earlier this year, but it's nevertheless being argued before the nation's highest court. The ruling could end up having implications concerning gun laws nationwide. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
USA's Wendy King has a look at the top movies at the box office over the holiday weekend.
Find who is calling to you. They may have answers.
I'm going with you.
Anna? No.
Excuse me, I climbed the North Mountain, survived a frozen heart, and saved you from my ex-boyfriend, so, you know, I'm coming.
Walt Disney's Frozen 2 gobbled up the majority of the box office receipts on its way to a record-breaking Thanksgiving holiday weekend. It brought in $85 million this weekend, with a total gross of $287 million over the week. Coming in at number 2, Knives Out, starring Daniel Craig at $27 million. Number 3, Ford vs. Ferrari at $13 million. A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, the story of Mr. Rogers, starring Tom Hanks, coming in at $11.8 million at number 4, and, almost tying it, Queen and Slim at $11.7 million, coming in at number 5. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Bill Nye the Science Guy now suing the Walt Disney Company, claiming the studio improperly held millions of dollars in profits related to his TV show. Nye's complaint says Disney's Buena Vista TV division engaged in questionable accounting practices, and he says the House of Mouse failed to cooperate with his requests to audit earnings of his show. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. How you doing, America? Hey, good to have you with us. We've got a lot going on for the rest of the week. King Klein's going to be on here in just a moment. We're going to be talking not only about his book, which we had talked about earlier, his book, The Deep State Prophecy and The Last Trump. But if you go to our website at BillMartinezLive.com, you will see that Ken has now delivered a documentary that is partnering with this book that is absolutely outstanding. It is brilliant. And we're going to brag more about that in just a moment. Also, last night I had a chance. I just want to give you a heads up. Jacqueline Eloff, dear friend of mine, who works and partners with Joel Osteen in Houston at Lakewood Church, is going to come on. We're going to talk about the Kanye sensation that was ignited. And, it's just amazing. And she was greatly impressed and, like all of us, you know, a bit cautious and understanding. Here, somebody who has just been able to capture an incredible amount of attention and what possible good there could be done. But also, there's a lot of antithetical forces, as you can imagine. Ken Klein is with us. Let's bring him on now. Ken, how you doing, buddy?
Good morning. Good morning.
Hey, I'm sure you were probably taking note of, Kanye West, his new album. I mean, here he's gone from rapper with all the language and what have you. And he says that, religion has been a part of his life, but he seems to have made a sincere commitment.
Yeah, that's fantastic news. And I know he's touching a lot of people for Jesus, and I'm all for it.
Yeah, amen. And I thought it was a matter of time. I don't know, something told me that there was going to be some sort of convergence with he and Joel Osteen. I don't know why, but it just came up. And, sure enough, here it is. And, he really lit it up there in Houston, as he's been doing, just going out. I mean, he's been into prisons and, just ministering to people in prisons as well. As I mentioned yesterday, and I will continue to remind everybody that when somebody is being used of God in this degree, you know there's going to be spiritual attacks. It's so the shield of faith, not only that he must use, which is all part of the full armor of God that we can exercise, he needs to become very adept in the use of said shield of faith, as well as all the others that are praying for Kanye as he continues to minister to. I think, you know, what could very well happen out of this film, out of this whole process, Ken, is that I see him having a positive effect on the racial divide that has been plaguing our nation for, 200 years.
Yeah. That's right.
So,
I hope that's true.
Yeah, I hope so. I pray it is. Anyway, let's talk about the deep state prophecy and Les Trump. I had a chance to see the movie. Wow, what an outstanding job, by the way.
Oh, thank you. It was amazing. I went to London. I went to New York. I went to Washington, D.C. to film it. And then, you know, when you do a kind of a documentary thing, and I do documentary prophecies, you know, I put prophecies into movies. Mm-hmm. And it's a exciting, fun, and difficult job. But then I went to Oregon. I live in California to write the script, because you usually write a script after you shoot the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to go through eye surgery while I was there.
Oh, wow.
And, there was monumental snowfall and like all these things happening. And God helped me write that script. And I'm really pleased with how it came out.
Well, I love what you've done. I do want to be up front and address the whole issue of prophecy, because sometimes people think, oh, this is, you know, it's kind of wiggy stuff or whatever. But, you know, prophecy is real. And this is what defines our God and makes him so distinct, is he's spoken constantly throughout time and history of his creation of what was going to happen. I mean, what other God can you compare to our God that says, okay, I'm going to tell you this is the way it is, and this is the way it's going to be, and this is the way it's going to end up. And as we know, in the prophetic realm, and I don't want to lose people here, and I don't want people to be intimidated by this. I want them to understand what this is. This is like a, you know, if you want to break it down, say, what's like a weather forecast? And we know how inaccurate the weather forecast can be, but this is even better, because this is coming from the Creator himself, who is saying this is how things are going to happen. And when you look back and see and consider the predictions or the prophecies of God, so far he's betting 1,000%, and analysts say that that covers about 66 to 70% of what God said was going to happen. So my question to other people is saying that if God's hitting at 1,000% so far with about 70% of the forecast, what are the chances that that the remaining third or 30% is going to be 1,000% correct?
Yeah, well, you know, God sees the end from the beginning and the beginning from the end, and then he projects from his vantage point into our world so that we can see. Mm-hmm. And most of us see very superficially. We don't have an objective view of our times. And so much of prophecy isn't necessarily about the future. The prophecy is also foretelling, not just foretelling.
Mm-hmm.
And the foretelling it kind of shows us the trends of what's been happening up until, and not excluding the future, mm-hmm. but so much of prophecy is historical.
Exactly.
And as we look backward, it's like looking back at the wake of a ship. Mm-hmm. I like to use that as an image. And as you see the wake, you go, well, I see the way we're going by looking backwards. In fact, when John is receiving the book of Revelation, which most people think is totally future, and it's not, he says to John at the beginning, I heard a voice behind me, and I had to turn around to see the voice. Mm-hmm. So the whole book of Revelation is about turning around and looking backward so that we can see forward.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we do in this film. We show the prophecies, how they have been being fulfilled for hundreds and hundreds of years. And then from that viewpoint, people can see where everything is going.
Yeah, that God is the same today, yesterday, and forever. And I like how you opened up the fact that you said, hey, let's go and let's look back. And you took us through, you know, our history, the history of the world and these different empires. And, you know, they didn't happen just by happenstance. It was by design, and it was God ordained, was it not?
Well, that's the point of this. The whole film is to give people a mountaintop view of our times. And one of the things that you find in totalitarian governments and systems is the burning of history books and the rewriting of history.
Yes.
So people cannot see. You see it in Russia, you see it in Germany, and states where there is a desire for the king to control everything. They don't want people to know the past. But that's what God brings to us in the prophetic writings, the foretelling and the foretelling combined, and that's what the Lord gives to us in the prophetic writing. So it's important we don't just look at things as projective into the future, but actually this panoramic view of our existence here on this planet.
Well, George Orwell's 1984 is coming to be, coming to rebirth and becoming very popular again. And of course, that was one of my favorite sayings from his book, is that he who controls the past controls the future. We've got more from Ken Klein. We're talking about his
book. Heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract? We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. According to McClatchy, there is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. From 2000 to 2018, the number of soldiers being treated for the three aforementioned types of cancer has steadily risen. Experts agree there are some common denominators, including the location where the soldiers served and the obvious fact that they were all in the military. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of the Veterans Prostate Awareness, said, "We don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done." So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org and check it out. Remember, early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous four-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
You
didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, we are just the way you like to hear from us 5 days a week, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. At 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Ken Klein continues with us, the filmmaker, author, explorer, athlete, pastor, and particularly author of the book, The Deep State Prophecy and the Last Trump, which is now a movie. And let me tell you, it is an incredible gift to all of us because it will help you reconnect with your history. We're not going to have enough time to go through the whole process, but he takes us through the key leaders, the key nations of human history, and gets us into America. Because a lot of people, when they look at the Bible and they go, okay, where is America here in the book of Revelations? But I want people to understand that here we are. America is the prominent force today. And will it continue, Ken?
Well, I want to say this. My film is free. I'm giving it as it's my Christmas gift to America.
Wow, thank you.
I spent a fortune. You can get the trailer if you want to take the time to look at it at KenKleinProductions.net. KenKleinProductions.net. And look at the trailer and take the time, and then you're going to want to watch this. No,
yes.
It's my gift. It's my gift. It's for 2 months. I'm making it a free gift.
Yes. So I
encourage everybody to take a look at it. Now, in light of the time issue that we have, I'll be glad to come back and do another program if you like.
But yes.
In light of this time issue, as far as America's concerned, if people would just read the Declaration of Independence, which most people have never read, they would find out about this conflict between what the Bible calls the beast. The beast is a seven-headed image with 10 horns, and I know it's been worked to death by the theologians and teachers, but it extends all the way back into human history, to the Egyptian Empire, all the way to the end of time. It's this panoramic view of the world powers. And when America and the pilgrims were incensed at the King of England and the British Empire, they broke out of there. It was a violent breakaway from the beast system that had been plaguing the world for thousands of years. And they came to America and they set up this country called the United States of America. But if you read the Declaration of Independence, you'll find out the causes which energized the founding fathers of this country to break away from the grip of the beast, and they came here to set up this country. But since they've come here, and since this nation's been established, there's always been a snake in the grass. There's always been an element. There's always been a poison in this country to try to bring it down. And you can see it at the beginning in Aaron Burr, who was a British spy who shot Alexander Hamilton, the father of the American banking system, in a famous duel in New Jersey. And you can see it in Benedict Arnold, who was clearly a traitor of the British Empire. And throughout the history of the United States, there's been this attempt by the British to gain control of the United States. And nothing's changed.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, well, they speak English. I know.
No.
But there are powers inside the British system that have never really relinquished their sense of superiority over the earth, and especially the United States. I went to London to film, and I was sitting at this hotel bar and having dinner there. And I got into an argument with these guys behind the bar, and they said, well, America's a British invention. I started laughing. I started laughing because there's this sense of superiority, even in the common people, that Britain and the British Empire invented the United States. And I said, well, didn't you hear about the American Revolution?
Right. Well, you know, Ken, to your whole point here, you know, I've been telling our audience, when you go back, it's not like we had 100% agreement with the Founding Fathers. There were antithetical viewpoints at the time, people still loyal to the crown, and they resisted that. And so they may have lost the battle, but they continued and figured, okay, we're just going to attack from a different direction. And those forces have continued, and it's quite interesting the way you bring out in the documentary this free gift that you're giving to people, which, by the way, is linked on our website, too, at BillMartinezLive.com. It is absolutely brilliant. But go ahead, Ken. Go ahead.
Yeah, and so you see in this duel that I portray in the film between Aaron Burr and Alexander Hamilton, it was all about banking. Who would control money? Who would control credit in this hemisphere? And Burr killed Hamilton, but Hamilton wanted to have a banking system controlled by American nationalists. Aaron Burr wanted the bank to be controlled by, international bankers, i.e., the British banking system. Mm-hmm. And that duel is kind of like a metaphor of this conflict that's been going on for a couple hundred years now, that's now surfacing in this conflict between the red bloods and the blue bloods, the red states and the blue states.
And let me say this: the theatrical version of Hamilton doesn't bring this out, ladies and gentlemen. So this is an absolute bonus, and you need to get your brain around this dynamic because it continues to play out. And as Ken is showing, this is a metaphor, but this is real. This is what's going on in our country today.
That's exactly right. And this objectivity will keep people from going insane with the political paralysis that's happening in the mainstream media, because all they do is talk about today's details, but we don't see the big picture because we're caught up in the heat of the argument. But people need to see this from an objective viewpoint, so they'll, it says that, so having done everything to stand, because we're fighting against forces of darkness that we cannot comprehend. And so this film is an objective understanding of history and what we can expect in the future. So it's really important for our country and the people of our country, whether you are a Republican or Democrat, to see the spiritual impact of what's happening in the political world.
And the idea, Ken, is that America is a peanut because there's a bigger picture, and you bring this out in the documentary. Explain to our audience, because this is the question that comes up when we, you know, debate over Nancy Pelosi and what the Democrats are doing in the move to socialism. I mean, all this is a ruse. I mean, there is a bigger plan in all this, right? So explain to our audience the end game. What's the end game here?
The end game. In fact, I have actually named the film Four Horsemen of the End Game. But I changed the name because I knew people would be more prone to be interested in anything that has the word Trump related to it.
Yes.
The end game is that the planet is undergoing tremendous torques between the forces of darkness and the forces of God. And that's the big picture. But we're caught up in the valley here in this infighting against each other. And if people would just take the time to see, oh, my gosh, this is what's really happening, it'll give them a greater sense of the need for prayer for those that are in authority over us. I mean, these people that are antagonistic towards our country, i.e. Jacob Schiff, and is that his first name, Jacob?
Adam. Yeah, I mean, Adam Schiff.
Well, there was a Jacob Schiff that was an international banker. He was the one in 1890 that says we're going to have a new world order whether we want it or not. And that's what this is about, is these two paradigms in conflict. But these people that are antagonistic and so full of acrimony and hatred, God loves them. And we need to pray for them because they're in deep trouble.
Right.
And not hate them back. But it'll give us a greater sense of the calling of God to us. We are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. And this film helps us see the light of God in our times and motivates us to be people that pray, that his temple, which we are, is a house of prayer. We need to be praying for these people that are so deceived and fighting against these this country and our president.
Well, Ken, as we said now, we do need to bring you back because Donald Trump plays a huge role here. Because what we're coming to, again, the end game for them is a new world order. And as you say, it's about the money. You follow the money, and it's quite telling that this is their controlling force that they're using in order to force fit everyone into this new world order. Ken Klein has been our guest. The Deep State Prophecy and the Last Trump, this documentary is his gift to you. Take advantage of it. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Thank you, Ken.
You want a hemp extract you can trust. One that is cultivated, harvested, produced, and packaged with quality in mind. One that undergoes extensive laboratory testing. Introducing Quantum Nutrition Labs Quantum Hemp Extract. Support mood, stress management, sleep, neuromodulation, a healthy inflammatory response, and the alleviation of minor aches and pains. Knowing you have the best quality hemp available, call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Lawyers for President Trump announcing late Sunday they will not participate in the House Judiciary Committee's first public impeachment hearing on Wednesday, and at the same time they aired a long list of complaints that they say prevent any semblance of a fair process. The Democratic Committee Chairman, Gerald Nadler, had told President Trump he had until 6 p.m. Sunday to notify the committee that he and or his lawyers would attend. Nadler has still given Trump until Friday to decide whether to participate more broadly in the impeachment process. President Trump will be heading to London today ahead of the NATO summit, which begins tomorrow and runs through Wednesday. The president is scheduled to meet one-on-one with a number of European leaders, including the president of France and the German chancellor. Trump does not have a meeting scheduled with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
What more could you want? Bill Martinez, live.
With you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Carol McLeod is going to be joining us in just a moment. Popular speaker at women's conferences and retreats and is the best-selling author of 11 books. Her latest book is Significant, Becoming a Woman of Unique Purpose, True Identity, and Irrepressible Hope. Carol, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm great, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Hey, great to have you here. I know we're going to be talking about women, but this really transcends and includes any of God's creation when it comes to our significance, because after all, we are made in the image of God, and he didn't just make women in the image and set men aside. He said that in the image of God we were created. So what is true for women is true for men as well.
That's exactly right, Bill. You know, that's an incredible concept. It's an incredible truth. The Bible says that we were made in the exact image likeness of God. You know, that is a wow scripture.
Exactly.
When we realize we're not God, but we were created to emote like God and talk like God and respond like God. Mm-hmm. The truth is that a seed of God, a divine seed, is in each one of us. And we are here to make a divine difference. Mm-hmm. And we can't escape that or ignore it.
Exactly. Well, Carol, it starts, as you're suggesting here, with knowing who God is. If you don't know who God is, you're not going to appreciate that seed that has been deposited into your very being that says you're made in his likeness, are you?
That is right, Bill. I love the insight you have here, because so many of us, because of the way we were raised or religious culture, mm-hmm. we don't know who he is. But he is good all the time. Mm-hmm. He is a faithful God. He is kind. He is compassionate. You know, I tell women everywhere I go, look, God doesn't have a fly swatter up in heaven that he's waiting to bop you over the head with. Mm-hmm. No, he's compassionate, and his loving kindness is everlasting.
Exactly.
So in the book, when I'm talking about purpose, our purpose is to be like God would be on planet Earth. So we take our cues from Jesus. And Jesus loved difficult people. He believed the best. He spoke truth. The Bible says that he went about doing good. That in itself is a life assignment that we'll never really complete. He went about doing good.
Exactly.
Imagine that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, going back, if I can, for just a few seconds,
sure.
and what you were talking about in terms of knowing God, what always comes to mind when I ponder that is that interaction between Peter and Jesus. When Jesus is asking the apostles, who do they say I am? And everybody had a different idea. But Peter had the idea. He knew. He says, well, you're the Messiah. And Jesus said, you know what? Mere man did not tell you that. He says, you had to have gotten that from the Father. And because the Father told you that, I'm going to tell you who you are. And that's when Jesus made it real clear what Peter's purpose was going to be in his latter life. I mean, he thought he was out there handling nets and was a fisherman. But Jesus had told him early on, hey, look, I'm going to make you a fisher of men. And then to conclude that vision and purpose for his life, he says, not only that, but you are going to be the rock of this new institution that I am establishing here on earth. Can you imagine that? And in that same context, Carol, that's what God is saying to each of us, is that if we pursue God and we acknowledge the things that are godly, he will acknowledge that which is godly in us. And you know, God only knows, but God should not be the only one to know. It behooves us to know, right?
It does. And so this story of Peter, one of my favorite stories in the New Testament. And Bill, can you imagine that Jesus looked Peter in the eye,
mm-hmm.
and he said, Pete, buddy, I can use you. I can do something with you because you know who I am. And I think knowing who God is, knowing who Jesus the Son is the foundational cornerstone for all of us who deeply long to be used at our moment in history like Peter was. Because Jesus said, I'm going to build my church on you. I'm going to use you. And
exactly.
And so in our quest, Bill, to be used by God, maybe the greatest preparation that we all need is to know the Father, is to know his heart, is to know the Son, is to know his power. Because when we know those things, then Jesus looks at us in the eye and says, hey, Bill, hey, Carol, I can do something with you because you know me.
Right. And it might be a bit overwhelming sometimes when people look at Peter and say, oh, well, you know, he was such a rock and here he was. But that wasn't where he was at that moment in time. And that's not where we are in that moment before we know God. And God declares to us, okay, here's what your purpose is all about. Because that is, to me, it's kind of like the Holy Grail. It's the number one question people ask. You know, first of all, they say, who am I? Why am I here? Right? And so, so you don't know who you are and why you're here if you're not going to the manufacturer, as my old mentor would say, Miles Monroe, and say, unless you're going to the mentor himself, the designer, the manufacturer, unless you're going to him to say, okay, what did you build me for? What did you design me for? If we're not asking that question and we're just going through life, we may be overwhelmed by the mere thought that God has a purpose for us and that he would want us to do extraordinary things. But, you know, the fact of the matter is that in light of God, we're also very ordinary, aren't we, Carol?
Well, we are, but we're extraordinary, again, because of the seed of greatness in us, that he adds the divine to our ordinary.
Exactly.
And that's when we become extraordinary. And, Bill, let me say this, something you said. Listen, as a parent, I was the one who got to name my kids. The doctor didn't give my kids a name. My next-door neighbor didn't give my kids a name. Their teacher didn't name them. I had naming rights because I was the creator.
Yes.
And so it is with God the Father. He is the only one who gets to name us. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, and you can comment on this as to men, but women, we have allowed all kinds of things to name us, a number on a scale, whether we've been rejected by men, our income, how our kids are behaving, and those things don't have naming rights. The only source for us to extract our identity from is from our Creator.
Right.
And if God says you're worthy, then you are. Mm-hmm. If God says you're beloved, then sister, you better believe it. If God says he can use you, then by golly, he can, because he's the one who gets to name you.
Yeah, exactly. Well said. It's the same. Yeah, and because it's the human condition, you know, away from God, fallen on this planet that we find ourselves on. This is what we deal with. You know, we deal with that, that hierarchical order of things, which is man's perception. It is man's way without God. That kind of structure is set up. And we find out along the way that whether it's a number, whether or not it's our good looks, our charm or whatever, we start pursuing that. But that's not godly. And that really doesn't reinforce the godliness or that seed that God has deposited in us that makes us so unique and, as you say, so extraordinary. But on the surface, some people might think, well, you know, why me? Why would God use me? And I say, why not? You know, because and when he does, you do become extraordinary. There's no doubt about it. Our conversation with Carol McLeod will continue. We're talking about her new book, Significant, right here on Bill Martinez Live.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
I'm going home,
say, I don't know, just something about our human condition, you know, away from God. It is a bit silly, you know, but hey, look, the good news is, especially in this Advent season, we're reminded that as we expect a time of Christmas season and the greatest gift ever given to humanity in Jesus Christ, this is a time to hit the reset button. And we're going to have antithetical forces in play here, Carol, because when you say, okay, I'm going to try to live with some kindness, a lot of people have been out to see the Fred Rogers movie, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood with Tom Hanks, and they're really inspired because there's such a theme of kindness, you know, throughout that movie. Get prepared, because as soon as you say you're going to be kind, you're going to be challenged with a reason not to be so kind. And as one person said, yeah, it happened real quick at the shopping mall over a parking space. I said it happens. You just can't take yourself seriously. But there's no reason to start all over again, because that's what we do. We just hit the reset button and we start all over again, and try to make this, as I say, the best Christmas ever. If we're looking to God for the reason, Carol and I, while we were on break, we were talking a little bit about a mutual friend in Miles Monroe, and she shared with me that she was very familiar with Miles as well, and we miss him dearly because he was a true gift to the body of Christ, wasn't he, Carol?
He was. His voice
Bill still echoes today in the hearts of those of us who knew him well.
Yes.
He had a teaching gift that was really unmatched in our generation. I loved listening to his teachings and being impacted by the person that he was, which, Bill, shows us that one man, one woman can make a profound difference.
Exactly.
That you can take the gifts that God has given you. You can take your passion for Christ and you can make a difference in your generation.
Exactly. And that goes back to where you may perceive yourself as being ordinary or inconsequential, especially in a culture that preaches less than, that is more interested, as you said earlier, in a number. You know, are you a 10 on the scale or are you a 5?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that kind of deal that is so casually thrown out there to, you know, kind of participate in this hierarchical you know, empire or the system that is just born out of our own humanity, our fallen humanity, instead of embracing, you know, the specialness of individuals. I mean, it is amazing. And I'll tell you, I continue to see stories and hear and read of stories where, you know, people that come out of nowhere that you wouldn't suspect, people with Down syndrome or, you know, the castaways of our culture that are told, you don't count, you're inconsequential. And they are the ones that are changing lives and touching people in such a magnificent way. And they're bringing, in their own innocence and in their own way, Carol, kind of these God moments that, you know, you can't, your credit card, you don't have enough on your credit card to handle a God moment like that. It's so invaluable. But here it is, someone that you thought was less than, that didn't matter, was instrumental in delivering that God moment to you. What's that worth?
It's worth millions of dollars in the earth system of measurement, and in heaven's system of measurement, it's worth eternity to realize the impact that, as you said, an ordinary person can have on the culture in which we live. You know, Bill, I love the Bible, and I love studying the Word. Mm-hmm. And this is what's interesting to me. The same God who knew David in his mother's womb, because David said that in Psalm 139, that you knew me in my mother's womb. The same God who knew Jeremiah in his mother's womb, because we read that in Jeremiah as well, knew you and me in our mother's wombs, knew the autistic child, the Down syndrome child. He knew us, and he had numbered our days, and he had plans and purposes for us when we were not yet born. Mm-hmm. That same God created us at our moment in history for specific appointments, for specific assignments. You know, Bill, I don't know if you know this or not, but several years ago I battled a very aggressive form of cancer. And if that doesn't help you figure out your destiny,
exactly,
I don't know what will.
Yeah.
But during those days, one of the scriptures that really spoke to me was Acts 13:36. And it says, and David. Okay, so first of all, stop right there. The Holy Spirit is still talking about David
right,
1,000 years after he lived. How cool is that?
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of impact that I long to have. And David, when he served the purpose of God in his own generation, then he went to sleep. And as I meditated on that verse, the Holy Spirit showed me, Bill, that we all have purposes that are unique to our own generation.
Exactly.
And if I had been born before the Reformation, I would have been one of those scribes writing out the Word of God on parchment.
Mm.
And if I had been born during the 1800s, I would have taken the fastest pony I could find and taken the gospel across the Rocky Mountains. But that's not when I was born. I was born today to have impact at the first part of the 21st century. So I will take everything that's unique to my generation to tell the story of Jesus. So that includes radio and the publishing industry and blogging and podcasting and social media. You know, we have such a profound platform in social media to encourage people, to give them hope, to tell the story of Christmas that never gets old. So we have to be very strategic in our own generation to tell the story of the gospel.
Exactly. And that's in part what purpose is all about, is finding and discovering that lane that you've been designed to operate in. You know, if God has designed you and purposed you to be the president of the United States, you know, hey, let it be, you know. And if it's to be a mother of several children, because those are the arrows that are going to be sent forth to the next generation to make impact, then let it be. And I want you to address, because sometimes people confuse identity with purpose. They think they're one and the same and synonymous, but they're two different aspects, are they not?
Yeah, they really are. So your identity is your who. It's the names that you call yourself. It's how you feel about yourself when nobody else is listening. That's your who. Your identity is your who. Whereas your purpose is your why. It's why you are here at this moment in history. You know, Bill, when Adam and Eve, I can't even imagine it, when Adam and Eve walked out onto the stage of history, can you even imagine what was going on in the heavenly? How the angels were just applauding and high-fiving that here came humanity onto the stage of history. Well, Bill, the day you were born was that kind of day, too. Mm-hmm. The angels were high-fiving each other over all that you would become, over all that you would accomplish. That's our purpose. It's the reason we're here at this moment in history. And Bill, I love what you just said about motherhood, because to me, mother is the grandest appointment that a woman could ever have. So mother well, mother intentionally, mother with purpose, it's a sacred calling. If you're not a mom, well then find some children to love. Find some children to impact. Be a businesswoman with integrity. Mentor the next generation. It is your purpose.
Very well said. I love that, and I love the way you identified and the way you explained identity and purpose. You know, we touched a little a moment ago about, you know, what cancer did for you in your life and how it solidified for you your identity and faith. Explain to our audience, if you would.
Yeah, you know, Bill, I hate cancer, and I never want to go through it again. And I am 5 years cancer-free right now. Which
you and me both. You and me both, by the way, just so you know. You and me both, 5 years.
I love it. But listen, nothing's going to take me out until God says it's time for me to go. And even though I hated cancer, Bill, I can't explain it. But those 2.5 years were the most joyful years of my life. I had more divine appointments during those years than I probably had in the culmination of the other 6 years I've lived. Because I lived with purpose. I lived with intentionality. And one of my sayings in life is don't waste your pain. If you are in a place of pain, use it as a springboard for ministry. Everywhere I went, every testing facility, every operating room, every doctor's office, I looked for the divine appointment. I hated cancer, but cancer gave me a purpose that, Bill, I'll be honest, I did not have in the mundane of life. Suddenly, everything was heightened, and I refused to waste my pain, but I used it for eternity. It for eternity.
What a great takeaway. I love that. Carol, how can people be in touch with you?
Oh, I'd love it. My website is carolmcleodministries.com. They can go read a blog, leave a prayer request. My new book, Significant, that we're talking about today, is available on Amazon, CBD, really wherever books are sold.
And we'll link it on our website as well at BillMartinezLive.com. Carol McLeod, Significant, Becoming a Woman of Unique Purpose, True Identity, and Irrepressible Hope. Carol, thank you so much. God bless you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill. You too.
When you have have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.